The Pirate's Wish by Cassandra Rose Clarke, read by Tanya Rodriguez. Chapter 1. Do you feel that? I rubbed my arms over the worn-down fabric of my coat sleeves. Me and Najee had been stranded on the Isles of the Sky for longer than I could keep track, and the weather did a number on my clothes. I planned to march down to the Wizard Ernan's house to see about getting some new clothes later today. I feel cold, I said.
You're always cold.
Najee leaned forward and squinted out at the sea. We were sitting outside the shack the two of us shared, packing pine needles to rethatch the roof.
No, this is... something's on the air. Something disruptive.
Disruptive? I tossed my bundle of pine needles on the sand. The hell does that mean?
Are you still wearing your protection charm?
At that, I gave him a withering look and yanked back my coat collar to show him. I ain't never taken it off before. Don't know why I'd start now. He didn't answer, which wasn't much of a surprise. He'd been in a mood the last few months. At least, that's what I would guess. I'd stopped keeping track of the days a while back. Mostly 'cause him and Ernan had gotten themselves tangled up in a feud. As near as I could tell, it started when Najee was casting one of his blood magic spells. He had a whole mess of them going, some to protect us from the magic of the Isles, and some to keep me hidden from the mists. He'd been casting them the whole time we'd been on the island, ever since he got his strength back. But this particular spell had mingled with one Ernan had going and messed it up. Ever since, the two of them had been at a feud like a pair of noble families in some empire story.